We're starting our week in Japan, where a typhoon recently did what forecasters were afraid it would do. It made landfall right near the Japanese capital of Tokyo. On Saturday evening, Typhoon Hagibis roared onto the Izu Peninsula. Its maximum sustained winds at that time were around 90 miles per hour, the equivalent of a Category 1 hurricane. It had weakened considerably from where it was last week as a super typhoon at Category 5 strength. But Japan's government says Hagibis still brought record-setting heavy rains and windstorms, causing flooding and landslides to the region southwest of Tokyo. And as of last night, there had been 31 deaths and 186 injuries from the storm, according to the Japanese public broadcaster NHK. Hundreds of thousands of homes lost power. More than 230,000 people were evacuated as Typhoon Hagibis approached. And as the storm passed, 27,000 members of the Japanese self-defense forces were called on to help rescue people. And that's in addition to the police, firefighters, and members of the Coast Guard who were helping. Hundreds of flights were canceled. So were several matches in the Rugby World Cup, which is in Japan this year. Officials said that had to be done to keep players and fans safe. But critics said Japan should have had a plan in place to reschedule games since they were being held during Japan's typhoon season. The nation's government expected Typhoon Hagibis to be the worst storm to hit Tokyo since one struck there in 1958 and killed more than 1,000 people.